stakes are pretty low to medium. I mean, I think this is just a foray back into conversations between the two countries to see if there are, really, not even between the two countries, right? These are between intermediaries to see if there's any future for the JCPOA. My sense is that Iran is going to be observing the behavior of the Europeans to see if the sanctity of the deal can be remained. And more importantly, I think the Europeans are going to be looking to the Iranians to see if there's any way to get Iran to revert back to its behavior under the JCPOA to be in accord with the deal. The fact that the United States is down the door, I think, is important because it's going to be observing this. It's going to be trying to weigh in when possible in an informal manner. But as we've noticed from other experiences, the United States' buy-in is quite important. So I don't think this is going to be a high stakes or major set of discussions, but I think it sets an important path for what could happen to revert back to the JCPOA or some other new form of nuclear deal between the P5+1 and Iran.
So if those are the stakes, then what about the expectations for outcomes?
I think our expectations should be one of, identifying pathways where there are opportunities to cooperate and see where the JCPOA could still stand. I think we're going to be looking to what the deviations have been from the Iranians over the past 6 to 8 months, even longer. And then I think from the Iranian perspective, they're probably really trying to gauge what the likelihood of a long-term deal is. In the event that another administration comes into office in 2024, if they reach a deal right now, is that going to be abrogated in that timeline? So I think it's mostly just sort of gauging people's sense of what the likelihood of both reverting to a non-nuclear status or a more controlled nuclear status and what the longevity of a potential agreement could look like.
We've talked about the United States, Iran, and the other 2015 signatories to the JCPOA. But if we step back, there are other countries in the region who have voiced concern about the Iran nuclear deal. What are the implications for them that this discussion is underway?
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough question, in part because the Iran deal in specific, but also the negotiations leading up to it, really were trying to differentiate between the nuclear issue and some of the other broader regional issues. And certainly, that deal wasn't perfect. No deal is likely to be because it can't really address everything. But I think in terms of the sort of overarching regional or even overarching sort of relationship between the United States and Iran, I think the goal would be to see, again, what avenues there are for returning to the negotiation table for cooperation on this issue. And if there's a way to, in the process of doing that, also have conversations that would address some of the other concerns, support for non-state actors, proxy wars in other areas, you know, if that's something that can be done along the way, I think that would be great. It seems like President Biden's focus is first dealing with the nuclear issue and then seeing how that could open up opportunities for other forms of discussion. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm a big fan of negotiations and discussions. I think that they're critical for helping to prevent nuclear proliferation or at least stop it if it starts to occur. I think this is also going to set a really important stage for what happens with the United States and North Korea if they ever sit down at the table to talk about their nuclear program. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but again, this is a low-stakes set of discussions, so we'll just have to see how it goes.